Oluka isahluko sesine. UJesu egcwele umoya ongcwele wabuya evela eJordani, waholelwa ngumoya enkangala, walingwa nguSathane insuku ezingamashumi amane. Kadlanga lutho ngalezo nsuku. Wathi seziphelile, walamba. USathane wasesithi kuye,
"Uba uyindodana kaNkulunkulu, tshono kuleli litshe ukuba libe yisinkwa."
UJesu wamphendula wathi,
"Kulotshiwe ukuthi umuntu kayikuphila ngesinkwa sodwa."
USathane wasemholela phezulu, wamtshengisa imibuso yomhlaba yonke ngomzuzwana, wathi kuye,
"Amandla wonke lakanye lobukhosi bawo ngiza kukunika ngoba anikwe mina. Nami ngiwanika loba ngubani ngokuthanda kwami. Ngakho ke wena uba ungikhonza, wonke azakuba ngawakho."
UJesu wamphendula wathi,
"Kulotshiwe ukuthi uza kukhuleka enkosini uNkulunkulu wakho, umkhonze yena yedwa."
Wasemthatha wamusa eJerusalema, wambeka enqongeni yethempeli, wathi kuye,
"Uba uyindodana kaNkulunkulu, ziwisele phansi lapha, ngoba kulotshiwe ukuthi uza kulaya izithunywa zakhe ngawe ukuba zikulinde, lokuthi ziza kuthwala ngezandla zazo funa ukhubeke elitsheni ngonyawo lwakho."
UJesu wamphendula wathi,
"Kuthiwa ungayilingi iNkosi uNkulunkulu wakho."
USathane eseqedile ukulinga konke wasuka kuye okwesikhathi. UJesu wabuyela eGalili ngamandla kaMoya, lodumo lwakhe lwanda kulo lonke ilizwe lakhona, wafundisa emasinagogeni abo edunyiswa yibo bonke. Wafika eNazaretha lapho akhulela khona. Njengokwejwayelwa kwakhe wangena esinagogeni ngosuku lweSabatha. Wasukuma ukuba abale, wanikwa ugwalo lomprofeti u-Isaya, waluvula, wafumana indawo okulotshwe kuyo ukuthi,
"Umoya weNkosi uphezu kwami, ngoba ingigcobile ukuba ngishumayele indaba ezinhle kubayanga. Ingithumile ukumemezela ukukhululwa kwabathunjiweyo, lokubona kwabayiziphofu, lokukhulula ababandezelweyo, lokumemezela umnyaka womusa weNkosi."
Walugoqa ugwalo, walubuyisela encekwini, wahlala phansi. Amehlo abo bonke ababesesinagogeni amjolozela, waqala ukukhuluma kibo esithi,
"Lamuhla lumbhalo ugcwalisekile endlebeni zenu."
Bonke bamncoma bemangala ngamazwi omusa aphuma emlonyeni wakhe. Bathi,
"Lo kayisuye indodana kaJosefa na?"
Wathi kibo,
"Impela liza kusho kimi lesi saga lithi, nyanga, zelaphe wena. Lokho esikuzwileyo ukwenza eKhaphenawume kwenze lalapha elizweni lakini."
Wathi ke,
"Ngiqinisile ngithi kini, kakho umprofeti owamukelekayo elizweni lakibo. Kodwa ngeqiniso ngithi kini, kwakukhona ko-Israyeli abafelokazi abanenge ensukwini zika-Elija, lapho izulu lalivalekile iminyaka emithathu lenyanga eziyisithupha. Kwaba khona indlala enkulu elizweni lonke. Kodwa u-Elija kathunyelwanga lakoyedwa wabo, kuphela eSarapida elizweni laseSidoni, kowesifazana ongumfelokazi. Kwakukhona futhi ko-Israyeli abalobulephero abanenge ngesikhathi sika-Elisha umprofeti. Kodwa kakuhlanjululwanga lamunye wabo, kuphela uNamani umSiriya."
Wathi bonke ababesesinagogeni bagcwala ulaka bekuzwa lokho. Basukuma, bamxosha emzini wabo, bamqhubela eliweni lentaba umuzi wabo owawakhiwe phezu kwayo ukuze bamphosele khona. Kodwa yena edabula phakathi kwabo wahamba. Wehlela eKhaphenawume, umuzi waseGalili. Wayebafundisa ngosuku lweSabatha. bamangala ngokufundisa kwakhe ngoba ilizwi lakhe lalilamandla. Kwakukhona esinagogeni umuntu owayelomoya omubi wamemeza ngelizwi elikhulu esithi,
"Hawu, sidlani lawe Jesu waseNazaretha na? Uze ukusibhubhisa na? Ngiyakwazi ukuba ungubani, ungongcwele kaNkulunkulu."
UJesu wamkhuza esithi,
"Thula, uphume kuye."
Wathi umoya omubi esemwisele phansi phakathi kwabo, waphuma kuye engamlimazana. Bamangala bonke bakhulumisana besithi,
"Yilizwi bani leli?
Ngoba ngamandla uyalaya umoya abani, baphume."
Lwanda udumo lwakhe kuzo zonke indawo zakhona. Wasuka waphuma esinagogeni, wayangena endlini kaSimoni. Uninazala kaSimoni wayebanjwe ngumkhuhlane omkhulu. Bamncenga ngaye wamengama, wakhuza umkhuhlane, wona wamyekela, wavuka masinyane wabasebenzela. Kwathi ekushoneni kwelanga, bonke ababelabagula izifo ngezifo, babaletha kuye, wabeka izandla zakhe kulowo lalowo wabo, wabasilisa. Waphuma labomoya ababi kwabanengi bememeza besithi,
"Wena uyindodana kaNkulunkulu."
Kodwa wabakhuza engabavumeli ukuba bakhulume ngoba babemazi ukuthi unguKristu. Sekusile wasuka waya endaweni eyinkangala. Abantu bamdinga beza kuye bazama ukumvimbela ukuba angasukibo. Kodwa wathi kibo,
"Ngimele ukuchumayela ivangeli lombuso kaNkulunkulu lakweminye imizi ngoba ngithunyelwe lokho."
Ngakho wayechumayela emasinagogeni aseJudiya.